Chevra, before we spoke all about Parsha Chodesh, we have to learn a little bit about the Parsha. Tazria so deeply speaks about Tzaras and Negoim. There's a Mishnah in Negoim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. It tells the halacha that Koyin Hasuma Be'achas Me'enav Lo Yiras HaNegoim. If a Koyin is blind in one eye, he can't look in the gun, based on a pasuk in a parashat Chomare Einei HaKohen. A Kohen blind in one eye, he can't look at a Nega. Now, we know it's true that Tzaras and the Goyim is a spiritual disease, and that's why you don't go to a physical doctor, you go to the Kohen, the spiritual doctor, and only he could judge and tell you what the prognosis is. But think about it for a moment. Does it really matter if he's blind in one eye? Look at anything right now, every chevra, lo aleinu, none of us should know from this thing. But if you're looking straight at something and you cover one eye, you see it exactly the same way. Looking with two eyes now, you're going to lose your peripheral vision. You're going to lose the ability to look to that side, whatever eye is covered. None of us chas shom lo aleinu, we shouldn't notice it's such a machla. But if you're looking straight at something, you see it just as clearly with one eye or two eyes. So if it needs to be a kohen is full of ruchnias, but the physical sight, then he's going to interpret through his ruchnias and through his Torah. Why should it make a difference if he's blind in one eye? Why should it matter if a kohen is blind in one eye? So I want to suggest as follows, that maybe the Mishnah is talking a little bit deeper. It's not talking about physical sight, perhaps. And it's based on a Torah that I learned many years ago in a special Pirkei Avos. This whole story, if it was a longer share, we'd give the story, but it's a 5-minute part, so I'll tell the story another time, how I came upon this Pirkei Avos. I think we've said it before, we've said over this Torah, but not, we didn't apply it to this vart. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, in Pirkei Avos, Akavya b'mahal oimer, Histakel b'shloish dvarim ve'ein atabali de'avera. One should stare, should look at three things, and you won't come to avera. What is that? Dama and basta, know where you came from. Lana tolech, where you're going. Lufnemiyat also litein din v'cheshbon, and who's going to eventually, you're going to have to be judged in front of. Then the Mishnah continues, and it's of the strangest of Mishnahs we've ever seen. Because the Mishnah sounds like a Gemara already. And the Mishnah continues within the Mishnah. Ma'ayim basta me'tipa srucha. Where'd you come from? Or a drop of semen? Lana tolech, where are you going? El makom rimav soleah, to a place of worms and maggots, 6 feet under. L'vemiyata also lived in din v'cheshbon, and who are you going to be calculated and judged in front of? L'vemelech malchei amlochem kadosh baruch hu, v'nam kadosh baruch hu. Very strange Mishnah. To have like, it's like give the Mishnah and give already the questions and answers, and it sounds like a Gemara already. And why not skip straight to the second part? So I saw in this Mishnayos that I was zeichah to get from a very special person years ago. From Naftali Rapshitzer. I think he might have said it from Noam Elimelech as well at some level, but Naftali Rapshitzer says as follows. You know what the Mishnah is telling you? The Mishnah is telling you there's two different hashkafas achayim. There's two different outlooks of life. The first istaklus of a person is, first and foremost, one has to say, Da man, boss, know where you came from. Where'd you come from? From the Eibishter, from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ulana toilech, and where are you going one day? To the Eibishter, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lemiat also din v'chedvin. Who's going to judge you? The Eibishter. The first half of the Mishnah is saying, focus your life on recognizing the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Recognizing the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the valve. The Rabbeinu Shalom is in your life. The Rabbeinu Shalom brought you to this world. One day you're going back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You have to be close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What a schus to have, be a child of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But then after that, after you have all the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to also then say to yourself, Ma'ayin Abbas, where do you come from? Me'tipa Srucha. Look, I come from a little nothing. Where am I going to go one day? I'm going to go 6 feet under. El Makom Rimav Soleah. And who's going to judge me one day? Pachav Moira, the Eibishter. I mean, the second half of the Mishnah, the other Ashkav Zechayim, simultaneously, as you think of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you have to be close to Him in this world, is realize Shiflus HaAdam. Realize the lowliest of a man. Not chas v'shalom in a depressing way, never. In a way when you realize how low you are, you realize how much you have to do, and how much you have to work on yourself, and how much you have to grow. And every person has to understand that these two hashkafas achayim, we have to always have simultaneously. We have to think about the greatness of Hashem and how incredible Hashem is and how much I want to get close to Hashem, but also our lowliness in the sense of I need to be more, I need to grow. Because if you just think about the greatness, I'm close to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is amazing. But Lamaisa, therefore I don't need to daven, I don't need to learn, I don't need to anything. I can just dance around all day and say the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Ribbono Shel'Olam, Ribbono Shel'Olam. Or then there are people who think so lowly of themselves and don't have that relationship with Hashem, so they feel lost and they're in despair and they're just sad. Chas v'shalom, no. We need the synthesis of realizing Ribbono Shel Olam is amazing and incredible, and He's by my side every moment, and He loves me. But also, that doesn't mean I don't have to put in the avoda, and I have to put in the ishtalus, and I have to work, and I have to learn, I have to daven, I have to do the best I can. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Those are the two outlooks of life. Based on that, we could explain. You know what it means to be a suma, me'achas me'enav? You know, a kayin who can't see a nega, can't understand how to judge spiritually situations in the world, doesn't mean physically blind in one eye. You can see just as well if you're physically blind in one eye. If you don't have this proper hashkofos achayim, the proper glasses, the proper outlook of life, the histaklus of both, the godless of Adam and shiftless of the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the shiftless of Adam at the same time, you're not going to be able to judge spiritually the proper outlook of life. That's the summa by achas me'enav. Every one of us should be zoicha. Not just to be zoicha to the health and to be physically being able to see, but spiritually have the proper outlook of life, recognizing the Ribbono Shel Olam, the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognizing how special He is in my life, but simultaneously recognizing that I have to work on myself, I have to grow, I have to come close to Hashem, and that tzchus will be zoicha, that these kohanim we were talking about, and I'm one of them, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, should be zoicha b'avodos, and b'yas Mashiach, b'mheira b'yameinu b'karach ma'amish. Hail Yishabes Kodesh.
I'm a call, I'm a dog, 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 I